Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today. And as I always say, thanks for spending some time with me today, because you know time is that one commodity that you just can't get back. Well, today it's about fitness, folks. And if you've noticed, just to let everybody know right off the top of the bat, is that we're in a pandemic. And I think a lot of the gyms may have just started opening. I'm not real sure. But if they have, they have very tight restrictions. And I read something just the other day that said after the lockdown is lifted, some gym owners expect only 25 to 30% of their members will return. Most of the others will work out via online videos or turn to in-home personal trainers. And that's where today's topic comes in today, because Eric Sulzer is the founder and the owner of My Fitness Butler, and I absolutely love that name. It's a one-of-a-kind, first-class fitness concierge service. Eric is a former competitive fitness athlete and personal trainer. He founded My Fitness Butler to offer an easier way for people to get in shape within the convenience of their home and their office. Help me in welcoming Eric. Eric, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Linda. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. You know, you and I spoke earlier in the year. Little did we know that your concept would be more relevant today than when we spoke. So tell me a little bit about why you came up with the idea to begin with. This had to have started several years ago. And, you know, then let's bring it into what it looks like today. So how did you get started in this? What made you see that there was a need for that?
Sure. So, and you're right, with what's going on right now, there's definitely a high demand for my services. So Linda, I got started really back in the world of all things fitness, almost 10 years ago now. My wife got me a free pass to try a CrossFit class. And, cause you know, she knew I was bored with my workout routine. I would go to the YMCA and I would go from machine to machine, and I just wasn't really seeing results, and it just wasn't working. So for a birthday gift, she got me a pass to go to a class, and I fell in love with it right away. I fell in love with the challenge, with movements that I had never done before, and I just got hooked. So that led to me competing in CrossFit. I did that for several years, as I got better and, you know, I was working out 6-7 days a week. So it really almost became a full-time job. While that was going on, I was actually a middle school teacher. I had my day job. I taught middle school history for a number of years. So I'm probably, you know, one of the only personal trainers that also has his master's in education. At some point, people started coming to me for advice, because they saw I was having success, competing in CrossFit, and that led to me, becoming a CrossFit coach. I said, well, you know, I really enjoy helping others, so why don't I make this official? So I went and got all my training certifications, And while I was still teaching during the day, I was moonlighting four nights a week at the CrossFit gym. And as much as I loved doing both, it got to a point where I knew something had to give, because I just wasn't around for my family as much as I wanted to be. So I had taught middle school at that point for about 12 years and felt like I really got everything I could out of that. So I decided to go into fitness full time, and I was going to actually become the general manager of the gym. And I sat down and I thought about it, and I said, you know, I've always wanted to go into business for myself. I have always wanted to be my own boss. If I'm going to ever do it, it's now. There's no reason to wait. And that's what I did. I said, you know, I'm gonna take this concept and see if I can get it out to people that wouldn't normally step into a gym. People that don't know where to start. Either they're mostly sedentary or they've never really had a workout routine. And I thought to myself, how can I make this as convenient as possible for people, where they're going to have the best chance of sticking with it and the best chance of success? And that's where my idea was born, to create a mobile concept all based around functional fitness principles, which, you know, it's all about using your entire body to get the best results. And these movements have been around for a number of years, well before CrossFit, but they did an excellent job in branding all of the movements together and putting them together. But so that's where the concept of traveling to people's homes, traveling to their offices, and then that led to me training people online as well, either via my fitness app or doing video chat sessions.
Mm-hmm. With your background as a competitive training CrossFit person, is that the kind of client that you're looking for? Is that who is your perfect client? Is someone who is focused on competition?
No, it is not. Actually, it couldn't be farther from the truth. So while I started in that arena, what I found is that, you know, most people just want to move better. Most people just want to feel better. I mean, we all want to look better naked. I mean, let's be honest, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as you work out and as you start to learn how to move your body correctly, all of those other things take care of themselves. So what I did is I took those functional fitness concepts, such as being able to squat, being able to lift something off the ground, being able to push up your body weight, and being able to pull, okay? Because it really comes down to push, pull, squat, and hinge. And I took those basic concepts and I said, okay, now how am I going to translate this to the everyday person who just wants to start feeling better? And that's where I created my own program, which, you know, starts off very, very basic, but can be adjusted based on people's goals. I have worked with competitive athletes before, and I've also worked with people who really didn't know how to, do much at all. And through these past 5 years, I've learned a lot and been able to adjust my training really to fit anyone's lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you can customize the training. So it's not like they're joining a class where they either get the routine or they don't. Because trust me, as someone that is not competitive, and I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm knocking on the door of 70 years old. Some of those classes mm-hmm. are just too overwhelming for me, Eric.
Yeah.
And even the machines, for those that have done it a long time, they may be boring, but even the machines can get a little intimidating. So is that something that you find your service addresses as well?
100%. And that's another reason why I decided to make this a mobile fitness concept, because people are most comfortable in their home. I found there was a lot of intimidation when people mm-hmm. would walk in for the first time. Now, some people like that. Some people got over that. But I also saw a lot of people walk in and then turn around and walk right back out.
And I
wanted to address that. And, you know, that's the best part about me coming to someone's environment, is they feel comfortable right off the bat. I explain my methodology to them and how I want to meet them where they're at. And so I put them through a very basic physical assessment, where honestly, it's as simple as them sitting down on a chair and standing up. It's about, okay, let's see how your hips hinge. Let's see mm-hmm. how you move the way that humans were designed to move. And mm-hmm. what I find is a lot of people have lost the ability to squat, to almost any depth. A lot of people have rounded shoulders because we sit down a lot. A lot of people have lower back problems, issues with their knee. The two biggest things I find are lower back problems and issues with people's knees.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that can be corrected with teaching someone how to move correctly and teaching them proper movement patterns. And mm-hmm. it all starts off very slow. And gradually over time, the person will adapt and they can accept more challenges. And before you know it, I mean, they're a lean, mean fighting machine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
mm-hmm.
all about the journey. It's all about the process.
Right.
And I step people through that.
So, Eric, I hear your passion and you've had some great success with clients, I'm sure. So how do you... how do you translate that to your franchisee? How do you pass that passion on? How is your training process set up for your new franchisees?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. So my training program is very specific to the home environment or to the office setting. So what a lot of people, I think, take for granted, especially people that work out in a gym setting or even personal trainers that train in a gym, is that you typically have very high ceilings. You typically have a lot of space around you, and you'll have, you know, tons of equipment to choose from. Well, when you're going to someone's home, you're often in a setting that is not conducive always to working out. Mm-hmm. You know, I've trained people in their garages. I've trained them in their basements with low ceilings. I've trained them in their bonus rooms. I mean, you name it, really anywhere you can, outside, anywhere you can think of. And what I've learned over time is there's a lot of really effective movements and exercises that can be done in those close quarters. So my training program is very specific to giving someone a great workout, getting them great results, no matter the environment that you're in, because the client is looking for you to be their coach and to guide them. They don't want to hear excuses. They don't want you to tell them, well, I'm sorry, you know, this room is too small. There's no way you can get in. Well, that's not going to cut it. So, mm-hmm. Pretty much any space that you can give me, I can have someone do, as long as they can fit in that space and they're, you know, and they're not in, you know, a place where they can't even move, as long as you have some freedom of movement, you'll be able to get in great shape. So my training program is all based on that. And it's all centered around those functional movement patterns, which I mentioned before, which are the squat, the hinge, the push, and the pull.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I teach people.
That's great. When you're looking for a franchisee, are you looking for someone who is already a personal trainer?
Possibly. That's definitely one, demographic that makes sense, because anyone who's going to be going into someone's home or going to their office to train someone else or even doing it virtually, they all do have to have a personal training certificate from a nationally accredited organization. Now, I have a relationship with ACE Personal Training, which is the oldest and the most well-respected organization in the United States. If it's a personal trainer and they already have their certifications, then they're good to go.
Yeah.
I've also talked to people that are interested in, is this more of an investment? And they would run the day-to-day, and they want to hire personal trainers to actually go and do the personal training.
And that makes sense as well, to have a team of trainers while the owner actually networks or builds the business. That makes such perfect sense to me. So, we talked a little bit at the top of the show about how the times are changing, as we should say.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this pandemic, today's health crisis and concerns, how is that impacting the training and the fitness industry? And do you see that that's going to be a permanent change?
Yeah, it's a great question, because I saw this happening before the pandemic really hit. I noticed in the fitness industry, and not just because I have a mobile concept, but I saw more and more trainers were going online. I saw there was a lot more fitness apps where people were looking for different things that they can do, not only at home but at their own pace. And at a time of the day when it made the most sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I already had seen this slowly heading in that direction. And then, pow, the pandemic hits, and it really fast tracked everything. I do think this is going to eventually be more of the norm versus the exception. I do think more people are going to opt for fitness delivery, which, it's, to me, it's sort of like the concept of pizza delivery. I mean, people like to get things delivered. They like the convenience. They like that concierge service, and that's what fitness delivery is. You're able to do the workout at your own pace, on your own time, and in an environment that best suits you and that is most convenient for you. So I wouldn't be surprised over the next couple years if, I really do think the norm is going to be concierge fitness. And I think you'll see less and less people going to a traditional gym setting.
I'd have to agree with you. I don't think that the concept of just the video or the mobile or watching having an app on your phone is going to be sufficient for some people. Jane Fonda's been around for many years, but that wasn't the answer to everything.
Yes.
But I think what you're doing is you're offering a blend of both, to offer both the video support, but to actually have a trainer that can come to your home and get you started and get you going, and doing that on an ongoing basis is really a perfect formula, Eric. I think it's just brilliant.
Well, thank you. And, you know, that's what I find. And even with the pandemic, you know, my business has increased by 15%. And it's because, and it's not just because, like what you said, I'm not just sending out videos and I'm not just giving people pre-programmed workouts. I'm doing video chat sessions, which, you know, simulates the in-person training the best I can. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they're getting a customized workout with me talking to them. I'm counting their reps. I'm encouraging them. I'm right there with them, even though I'm on their iPad or their phone. They still mm-hmm. can see and hear me, and they're still getting that immediate feedback. And that's mm-hmm. what's key, is they want feedback. And mm-hmm. like you said, Linda, when you're watching a video and the person could be talking to anybody, you don't get that personal connection. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. really what people, that's what they want. And, you know, I'm going to start, you know, traveling again on a limited basis next month. And I know I've talked to my clients and some of them are, you know, they're so excited about, mm-hmm. You know, having me actually be there in person that they're, you know, it's like the 4th of July to them. I'm excited about it too. I'm, you know, obviously I'm going to be wearing a mask and I'm going to be keeping appropriate distance and I always disinfect all my equipment. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like you've got a great customer base and I'm sure you get invested in their success. So we need to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, would you mind sharing a few success stories that you've seen with some of your clients?
Oh, definitely.
Very good. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from My Fitness Butler.
Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at gamboneschi.com. That's gamboneschi.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisors, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
Hey folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising, and we're talking fitness today with Eric Sulzer, who is the founder of My Fitness Butler. So when we broke for commercial break, Eric, I asked if you could maybe give us an example of one of your clients and how you may have helped them to achieve the results they were looking for.
Yeah, so the person that is comes to my mind more than really anybody, and I don't know, is it okay if I give out a first name or
it's up to you, whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I can. So her name's Gabby. This was a couple years ago now, and she's a doctor, and you know, one thing I find is, and I'm sure it's true now more than ever, is that, you know, sometimes people in the medical field and especially doctors, they're so busy with their patients, and that takes up so much of their time that they often, you know, put aside their own health and fitness. And she was no different. And, you know, she was, you know, definitely overweight, you know, almost morbidly obese. And she had difficulty just really being able to stand up after she was, you know, sitting down, had a hard time just walking around. And I not only helped her lose a lot of weight, but more importantly, I got her to a point where she felt confident being able to perform a lot of simple tasks that most people take for granted. You know, for instance, she wasn't able to bend over and, you know, pick up her shoes off the ground. I mean, that was a struggle. That was a fight. Mm. And, you know, she was only able to walk for, you know, about 5 minutes at a time before she was out of breath. So I got her to a point where she could walk for 20 minutes straight and it was like nothing. And I even got her jogging towards the end. You know, I haven't worked with her in a couple of years, but I still keep in touch with her. I got her to the point where she was able to jog, for 5 minutes straight. And just being able to really regain her ability to move and to really feel human. And what was most, what I'll always remember was the best part is her confidence. She definitely was down on herself when we started. And in the year, I think I worked with her for about a year and a half, her entire feeling of self-worth and her confidence just was through the roof. She felt like she could do really anything. It was an amazing thing to see. You know, that was through exercise and she also, worked on cleaning up her diet as well. I mean, that's a big part to becoming healthier and that's a big part of fitness. The overall experience I had with her was just so gratifying.
So Eric, what I hear from you, and I can hear it in your voice, is that it is very fulfilling for you to help someone change their life, to help them see, build that confidence back up that maybe they've lost over the many years that, you know, they became unhealthy. So is that something that you also look to transfer to your franchisees?
You know, I do. Because like you said, Linda, this is about helping people. This is about making a change in people's lives. And I've always been a believer that if you do something that you love and if you do something that's meaningful, everything else will take care of itself. The business success will happen if you yourself are passionate about what you do. And yeah, ideally, someone that owns a My Fitness Butler franchise is going to have a similar passion. You know, they don't have to have a ton of experience in the fitness business, but they do, you know, I would hope that they will want to get into this business to help people. And I think that should be first and foremost. And then, like I said, everything else, will fall into place.
It definitely is important for someone to, when they get up in the morning, to know that they can make a difference in someone's life. That, in many cases, that makes a difference as to whether you enjoy what you're doing or not. And Eric, if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, you know, I think I wanted to hear more about what this guy has to say and more about my fitness butler and maybe possibly being a franchisee, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, there's several different ways they can do that. They can call me. My phone number is 614-450-0191. They can also email me at franchise@myfitnessbutler. They can reach me on Facebook. I'm on, if you type in, actually on Facebook, it's My Fit Butler. They can search me on LinkedIn just under my name, Eric Sulzer. I'm on Instagram at My Fitness Butler Franchise. I'm on Twitter at My Fitness Butler. And they can go to my website, of course, myfitnessbutler.com.
Wonderful. Eric, we're down to those final questions. The first one is, if there is someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest that they do to prepare for the process?
Well, it's a great question. The first thing they should do is decide, do I want to be the person training people? Or do I want to invest in this business and then hire passionate trainers who are going to be doing that? So I think that's mm-hmm. number one. Mm-hmm. Once they figure it out, if they want to be either an owner operator or if they want to be more of a semi passive owner, then they should reach out to me and I can go over the different options and really how they can get started and answer any other questions that they have.
Lovely. Next question here is, what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
Well, I think we already touched on it. I think passion. Mm-hmm. I think you got to be passionate about what you're doing. And I think you also have to be someone who is has a certain amount of determination and perseverance. I know it might sound cliche, but if you're the type of person that just wilts and folds up at the first sign of adversity or challenge, then this probably isn't for you. Mm-hmm. You have to have thick skin, and you have to be someone that really wants to go after it. I talk to my clients about this all the time. There's a certain mentality and mindset that you learn when you're going through a tough workout that you can transfer to the rest of your life. And that's mm-hmm. not giving up. And that's finishing the job and doing the best job you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I love the comparison to a workout, because having your own business is sort of like that. As an entrepreneur, you can reach a point where you think, oh my goodness, I don't think I can do this. Well, sometimes mm-hmm. you just need to have someone to encourage you a bit to be able to take it a little bit further, or just like you said, finish the job. That's critical. The final question here is, what does the future of franchising look like? We kind of talked a little bit about how things are changing in the fitness industry. What do you think? How do you think the future of franchising looks now?
I think the future of franchising is very bright. I don't see it slowing down. And, for instance, the way I've been able to pivot during this pandemic to more of the virtual training, I think you're going to see a lot more of that come about. I think you're going to see more hybrid type of franchises that in the past might have been all in person. And I think they're going to be shifting to more of a hybrid of in person and virtual and online and more home based businesses. I think that's probably that's probably the biggest change, is I think you're going to see more franchises that can be done from a home-based business.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right with that, because people have had a taste of what it's like to work from home, and it's certainly not for everyone, that's for sure. But I think the hybrid model is going to work best, because people still are going to want to be around other people, but within a certain within certain guidelines. And I love the idea of doing a hybrid, because I think no one wants to stay in their house 24 hours, 7 days a week. We've been doing that for several months now, and I don't think it's great. I don't think that's a great model, but the hybrid is certainly perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I have some clients, again, they're virtual right now until I start traveling again, but it cracks me up, because I'm here in Columbus, Ohio, and the weather's starting to get nicer here finally. And the number of people that I'm now doing video training sessions with outside, it all happened at once, where people are like, I just got to get out of my house. I just want to, I want to go to the park. I want to, you know, go on my driveway. And I think that's great. I mean, that's what it's all about. So.
Yeah, definitely. Eric, it's been great information here. Someone's listening, one more time, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so they can call me at 614-450-0191. They can email me at franchise@myfitnessbutler.com. They can go to my website at myfitnessbutler.com, or they can reach out to me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, or Twitter.
Wonderful. Eric, I'm really excited about the future of My Fitness Butler. I think there are great things that are coming your way, and I'm certainly going to keep my eye on you guys for sure.
I appreciate that, Linda. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Folks, you know, everything changes, and you definitely have to be flexible. You have to make sure that you deliver your product or service the way your customers want it. So if you continue to deliver it the way you've always done it, you may find that your customer base may just shrink a bit. So, you know, as always, I leave you with a quote. This quote is a Dennis Watley quote: time and health are two precious assets that we don't recognize or appreciate until they have been depleted. Folks, y'all have a great week. I look forward to it. To you joining me next week on All Things Franchising.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time, when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.